During this pandemic, it really has impacted a lot of people. I know it's impacted people at KRWG. How has this impacted your daily lives, Anne?
Yeah, I would normally be on the road this time of year. It's kind of funny, Facebook pops up with your memories 3 years ago, 6 years ago, and we're always on the road. So I'm home a lot more, which has its own, benefits. But yeah, my normal summer schedule is non-existent. The calendar of all gigs has been wiped out.
What do you miss the most about life on the road?
Well, of course, I miss my compadres dearly, the interactions, and our friends and fans. It's tough not to see people you're expecting to see, people that have been your close friends for decades. We have fans that have been our friends and fans for decades, and that's a tough one to miss. I especially miss the playing, improvisation, and the freedom that our music brings. And I really we do some really cool different music. We're not one of those kind of cookie cutter bluegrass bands or folk band either. So I really miss having the chance to be in the creative space that music gave me. That's really hard. It's really hard to miss.
What about for you, Chris?
I miss how things are fresh all the times on the road. For me, I think Steve and I have been working together for almost, what, 18 years, 17 years, something like that. And we've passed our decade. I think we must be going on towards 11 or 12. We just go into hyperbole when it comes to how long we've been together. Kind of in the band years, it's almost like dog years. If you can hang together as long as we have, it's a lifetime. So there's something about how when we go out on the road, things are very fresh, and stimulating because my compadres are such intelligent, warm people, and it really, and also what I miss is that our picture of the world is so beautiful in the way that we are greeted with all kinds of warm hospitality in our tribe of music. And so I forget sometimes that things can be so contentious in this world because we are welcomed and hosted so beautifully. I think I miss that the most.
Let's talk about the future. Is it possible to predict a future? And what are you doing right now to plan for the future, Anne?
If I think too much about the future, even when it's not during a pandemic, I can trick myself into getting really anxious because it's hard to predict things. So I think I'm looking at I focus on how I would like things to be and what I want to be busy about doing now. And so yeah, I'm writing quite a bit. I found that accountability works wonders for me. So I've got a weekly songwriting accountability that I'm doing again because that's been great. So yeah, every week I've got a new song of some sorts that I'm working on.
What about you, Steve?
Well, it's I can agree with Anne on everything there. The uncertainty of the future is one of those things that I always have to just sort of push away because if I let that get on me and say, okay, who knows? It could be 1, 2, 3 years before we get back out again. Before people are comfortable sitting in an environment like when we play at the Rio Grande Theater or at a house concert, people want to be bunched up by each other. It could be a long time. It'll take a vaccine to get that back, to get people's public confidence back.
Chris?
What I see as the future is I see the future as chamber music. I believe that it's going to be a chance for all of us musicians who work in smaller groups to provide the music that we have for audiences anywhere from 15 people in someone's backyard to back to the Rio Grande and places like that when it's appropriate.
Anne, Steve, Chris, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Edmundo. It's great to see you.